Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support and guide us during these times of accelerating energy, of awakening, of ascension, of expansion, to embody, integrate, remember our soul essence. I'm your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And in this episode, which is the companion to the sound activation that you will tune into next, I'm hoping, we are going to talk about the energies of this new moon in Taurus and the lunar cycle of Iyar. So this new moon is really, it's a Taurus new moon. My rising sign is in Taurus, my Venus is in Taurus, so I love this energy. I adore this energy, and my beloved is Taurus. So I cannot say how much I love this energy. Taurus is just a beautiful grounding energy. It's an energy of manifestation. It's an energy of creation because it is ruled by Venus, and Venus is the planet of creation. I know we associate it with love and beauty and harmony and all kinds of like airy fairy things, but Venus represents in the traditions, the mystical traditions of Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, whom I call Kala Mashiha and Yeshua Mashiha, the anointed ones, the divine couple that hold the divine union template. Venus is more than just love and harmony and abundance. Venus represents the Garden of Eden. Venus represents our creation energy at its most pristine, because before the fall, in air quotes, we were in union. We were in union with the divine. There was no separation. Separation came in after the fact because we chose to incarnate through the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to return to the tree of life. That is the journey of the soul, to forget and to go back into remembrance of our oneness, of our connection to the divine and our infinite selves. So this has a lot to do with the Taurus energy and Venus. So Taurus was created, well, let's start with this. We're going to start with breaking down when this moon is happening. It is happening on Sunday, the 27th of April, 12:31 p.m. Pacific Standard, 3:31 Eastern Standard Time in the United States. In Europe, Central European Time, it's happening in the evening, 9:31 p.m. and 8:31 in the UK, Ireland. Okay? So it's happening at 7 degrees of Taurus. A lot of the new moons we've had have been at 9. This year is a 9 year, which is a year of completion, endings, new beginnings, completion of cycles. But this one is happening at 7 degrees. And 7 is a very, very powerful number. It is a number of initiation. It is a number that is connected to magnetizing, to becoming magnetic and activating the magnetism in our lives by aligning with victory. And victory is choosing creation over destruction. It is connected with Mary Magdalene. It is a number that brings deep awakening, inner divine union. Remember how I was talking about coming back into oneness? This number is it. It's happening at 7 degrees. It's transformation. It's absolute abundance. So we talk a lot about abundance. Everyone wants abundance. Everyone wants resources. However, very few of us are willing to do the actual work. A lot of us have been sucked into this programming of thinking that we are entitled to abundance and we don't have to do anything. But part of us being birthed in our human incarnation, being soul embodied in the physical realm, is to transform. It is to do the inner work to align with the infinite abundance that exists in the higher realms, to come back into alignment, because we've allowed ourselves to come out of it. as part of our growth, as part of our lessons, as part of what we came here it's not because we did anything wrong. So I do want to specify that. But we chose it as a lesson in order to experience what it would be like to live so disconnected. So we are coming back into union. We are choosing creation over destruction. Why do I say creation over destruction? Creation is the fundamental frequency of the universe. It is that infinite oneness, the void from which everything emanated. The source of it is creation. So in this space, in this void, in this cosmic womb, there is no separation. So there is no light or dark. There is only infinite consciousness. There is only infinite creation. Now, when we get to the physical realm, we have duality. So it is part of our soul's mission and purpose to further our soul's expansion and the expansion of the divine, to come back, to experience this separation, this duality, and to come back into union. This is the initiation. And this is what absolute abundance is, because abundance exists. I posted on my social media this reel that's, I can't remember who posted it, but it was very interesting because it was basically someone who represented a physical person and the universe. And the universe was basically, you know, saying, okay, I'm not worthy, done. I am not good enough, done. I will always be whatever. It was basically like all of the limiting beliefs we have, like all of like, I'm not good enough. I'm never gonna amount to anything. I'm never going to, you know, be successful. Everything, like, I'm never gonna find love. Whatever it is that our limiting beliefs are, the universe would hear it and give it to us. And the person who was supposed to be the person, he was like, wait a second. So you just take orders and you give us what we want. And the universe was like, yeah. But don't you see that, you know, what that person wants is not good? Like, it's not creation. It was like, well, I don't judge, is what the universe says. This is what the person believes, and what they believe is what I give them. If they believe that they're not worthy, I give them that. So basically, the universe doesn't put a value judgment on us, on our belief systems, on our programs. The universe just gives. The universe just gives abundantly of whatever it is that we are in alignment with. So it is very important, particularly at every moment, but this moon is reminding us of the importance of our alignment. What we are, the inner narrative, that in those inner voices, either they are pushing us into deeper alignment with the divine and creation, or they are creating chaos and destruction. No judgment, but it's either one or two things that we are creating with our thoughts, with our words, with our actions, or with our lack of action. Because remember, when you are not taking an action, you're also choosing. You're choosing not to advance. You're choosing not to move forward. And that's a choice. So sometimes we think that by holding us ourselves in a standing pattern, in a pattern of stillness, that we are sort of preventing the inevitable, anything from happening. But the thing is, life is going to continue moving forward. Either we're consciously creating and accessing our power, accessing our infinite, creative, abundant energy, and taking the steps to correct whatever it is that we are here to correct. Not because we deserve whatever bad stuff has happened to us, but no, from the perspective of taking full responsibility for the fact that even those bad things, we chose those bad things. We chose to create, to co-create, to enter in that dance of creation that requires that circumstance. Because remember, for every person that thinks they're a saint, there's a person that is antagonizing them. This is simply the the social contracts we've entered into in this lifetime. So the 7 brings us profound transformation in alignment with absolute abundance through taking the action to align with creation, with victory, with the light, with the infinite part of ourselves, which is soul, which is the divine mother, father. And it's about spiritual beauty, this number. It's about harmony that manifests from within and expands all around us. So this moon, we have the opportunity, every new moon we do, but this one is aligned with Taurus, so it's deeper. We go within, we cultivate and nourish the stillness, our personal inner world. And when we do that, we can receive the clarity to move forward, to expand, to grow. And Venus is pure creation energy. The Aramaic creation frequency that created Venus, the ruler of Taurus, is Bay. And the Aramaic Hebrew letter Bay means mouth. So it is about expressing, about speaking, about the importance of our words. Our words create a frequency. And those frequencies either bring us closer to our, what we say we want, let's just say that, because sometimes what we say we want is not in alignment with what we truly want, which is what is being reflected with our thoughts and our words and our actions, which is why integrity and being in alignment is so important. Pay is strength, endurance, the fullness of life. It is the word, the sacred word, the divine utterance that created the universe, that created all of creation. And it's across traditions, many indigenous traditions, Egyptians, Native Americans, all over the world speak of sound, vibration, the word, frequency, creating creation, creating the universe, creating the world. So how important are our words? And not just our words, but the intention behind the words. They create our reality. They truly create. So Bay and this cycle is bringing us back into remembrance of the importance of mindfulness in terms of our communication, being very thoughtful in expressing our deepest truths. A lot of times we hear, well, I'm just speaking my truth. And then we get bombarded with a bunch of nonsense because someone is speaking their truth, in air quotes. Speaking your truth does not mean denigrating another being. Speaking our truth is not something we do out of anger. It is not something we do when we are triggered. When we are triggered, we are being reactive. That is not speaking our truth. That is speaking from a deep place of wounding. So speaking our truth is truly speaking from an alignment with the divine and with our soul that allows us to create harmony through our words. We don't hurt people when we speak our truth. We don't denigrate people. It's not an arrogance. There's no arrogance. There's no entitlement to speaking our truth. There's a saying that says, I can't remember what it says, but it's something along the lines of, basically, the boastful and the loud really have very little to say and little value to contribute. But those who are thoughtful and quiet in their expression often share the deepest wisdom. And I wish I again, it reminds us of the importance of our word and mindfulness. Our words hold immense influence. It doesn't matter if you think if you're only speaking to a family member. Our words do hold a powerful impact. And sometimes all of us have been triggered and will be triggered, and there's nothing wrong with being triggered. Now, if we choose to always act from that space, then we can fall down a rabbit hole of not necessarily being in alignment with creation and with goodness and with harmony and with peace and with love. So it's important to be mindful of what triggers us. And if we notice that we are behaving from a space of pain, of wounding, of unresolved trauma, own up to it. Speak to that pain. And if you happen to have hurt another person in that interaction, apologize. Not because you're going to get something out of that apology, or not because that person is going to understand, but because for you to be in alignment with your soul and your truth, you need to recognize, we all need to recognize when we are not in alignment and do what we can to correct that imbalance. So bei means mouth. It is about our mindful communication, using our voice with eloquence, with harmony, with love, with alignment, within alignment with the divine. Expressing our truths from a conscious perspective, not because we wish to change someone else. Again, that's ego. But because we are seeking to expand. Expansion in love creates harmony. Words that are spoken in beauty, in grace, in love, are better received than words that are spoken in anger. Now, words that are spoken with anger may have a lasting impact on someone, but it's not the kind of impact we want to have. The kind of impact we want to have is we want to leave this world better. We want to enhance creation, the creation of this world. We want to enhance humanity. We want to enhance our soul's contribution to this world. So, very, very powerful reminder contained in the frequency that created Venus that rules Taurus. And Taurus was created by Vav. And Vav is the connection between heaven and earth. So it's that channel, that vessel, that pathway between the celestial realms and the physical realm, the earthly realm. It is the channel that brings down divine abundance of the celestial world, manifesting it into the Malchut, into the physical realms. And Vav is the divine child, and it represents the union. So the divine child is the divine child that is the union of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. So we are all divine children because we all hold both frequencies of creation within us. It's about the unification. So remember, once again, we're coming back to that topic of unification, of the connection and the alignment between the celestial, the heavenly realm, and the earth, between the spiritual and the physical, the unseen and the seen. Vav helps us cultivate presence. And it is this constant presence, this stillness in ourselves that allows us to connect heaven and earth. It is Vav. What else can I say about Vav? Vav is also connected to Ahava, which is divine love, love and service. It's not divine love, my apologies. Ahava is, it means the teaching of Ahava, and it's actually why I say Ahava. It's a love that is action-oriented. It's a love that is in service. It's a love that is serving and is contributing and is actually creating ripple effects to enhance hands love in the world. So it's a service-oriented love. It's that desire to not be driven by the ego, by, oh, what am I getting out of this? But instead by a higher purpose, being led by that higher purpose. So the soul, our soul, the light of our soul is revealed through our actions, through our intentions, through our words. Our intentions, when they are filled with inspiration, so when they are in alignment, they are filled with the inspiration of the divine. And this allows us to achieve a higher level of spirituality, of embodied spirituality. And still, even as we are achieving higher levels of spiritual ascension, awakening, expansion, we are deeply grounded and rooted in the present moment, in our present situation. So it's not about escaping our physical reality. It is about grounding the celestial into our world. And if you know a Taurus, you know how grounded they are. You know how steady, you know how loyal, you know how a Taurus is just nothing but love, but they will not look like they are love. Their external expression might be very stern, very stoic, very held together, very composed. But inside, they are pure love. They are pure loyalty. They are pure abundance. They are grounded and steady in their actions. You can always trust a Taurus to do what is right. You can always trust a Taurus to not screw you over. Because a Taurus, that's not in their nature. They value their stability. They value comfort. Sometimes they value the material a little too much, but that's a Taurus that is not expressing the highest, the purest aspect of Taurus energy. Taurus understands the importance of the material world, but infusing it with the spiritual. It's that union again. We are coming back to that union of the celestial into the earth. And the importance of our intentions, because our intentions, the intention behind which we speak our desires into creation, that influences our actions. And all of that cements our world. So this moon is very, very initiative. Initiative moon. We have the power. During this moon, we are recognizing our infinite creative energy, our ability to impact the world through our words, through our actions, through our aligned action. We are building, we have the capacity and the wherewithal and the support to create a groundedness in our spirituality, which is a groundedness in our world. Many spiritual people are completely ungrounded, and I've been guilty of that myself. It's like there is no stability, there is no underpinning, there is no foundation to them. They go whichever way the wind blows. There is no steadiness. This moon reminds us of the importance to ground our spirituality, ground our cosmic meditations, whatever we do to align to the divine. It's so important to remember to ground and anchor those frequencies, those downloads into the earth. Because if we cannot ground, we cannot manifest. Taurus is about manifestation. It is about the physical, your values, your money, your resources, your abundance. And that's abundance across all realms, not just financial. not just the earthly pleasures. It's abundance across all phases of life, all aspects of life. So we must come back and remember of the importance of being grounded. Spirituality can sometimes make us fall into the trap of thinking that, okay, well, I'm a Pleiadian or a Sirian starseed, so I don't belong here. And I'm just going to focus on the spiritual and let my physical world go straight to hell. So I'm not going to worry about the rent. I'm not going to worry about these mundane things because money is beneath me and money is dirty. All of these programs we have attached to spirituality, they need to go. They need to go extinct, because that's not true spirituality. True spirituality is grounded. It is aligned. It is knowing the importance of the physical, but not being ruled by the physical, because you are guided and aligned with the divine. When we can ground those celestial energies in our physical body, in our physical world, this is when we experience the most abundance, where we find that our creations and what we bring into the world, what we birth into this physical realm, it's sustainable. It doesn't require that much effort or energy because it is grounded in the celestial realms. It is not something that is grounded in ego. It is not something that is grounded in the false layers of whatever programs we have, because we do have, all of us are born with the karmic traumatic programs of our lineage, of our ethnicity, of our country of origin, of our etc. It goes on, of our society. We all have those programs. In this moment, what it means to ascend, what it means to embody, what it means to ascend is to embody these higher frequencies, to ground them into our physical vessel, not to denigrate the physical, not to think that, oh, well, this earth, I don't need to deal with this stuff. No, you do, because you are human. It is part of your soul's mission to be human. It doesn't matter if you're a Sirian or a Pleiadian or whatever starseed. That doesn't matter. What matters is you are here now. You are here on this earth, and you chose earth. You chose earth. Out of all of the dimensions, all of the planets you could have chosen, you chose Earth. Why did you choose Earth? You chose Earth to remember the importance of grounding the higher frequencies, to come back into remembrance that our thoughts, our frequencies that we hold that come into the physical through the word, and through the word we create, through our expression, through the voice, through our frequency, we are magnetizing our desires. Now, our desires, the manifestation thereof, may be something that you don't want, but it's because within we are not in alignment. When you go within, you clear out the muck of those limiting beliefs and karmic patterns and whatnot. Then we liberate ourselves of the excess baggage. Let's just put it that way. We liberate ourselves of the excess baggage so we can truly express our soul, which is what we came here to do. We came here to express the infinite light, to share and expand the infinite light of the divine, of creation, that each one of us is. We all hold this energy. Doesn't matter how we express. However, the more that we align with a specific expression, the more that we are creating separation and not union. And what we are here to do is come back into union. So this Taurus moon, it's really given us the opportunity to align with this oneness, with this divine union. Vav is the power to create union within everything. So whatever we have in separation, it's time to bring it into union. We're beginning that process, or continuing that process, however we, wherever we are on this inner union path, we're continuing it. Doesn't matter if we've been on it for 15, 20, 109 years, we're moving forward and delving into a new spiral of this divine union. So this moon is in, there are a couple aspects that are very important about this moon. It's in a square with Mars and Pluto. So squares represent areas that we need to look at for growth, for expansion. That tension, that conflict that the square creates is what is needed in order for us to expand. That's how we say it. So we have the opportunity to unite, to evolve in our expression, our relationship with power, with sovereignty, our relationship with the masculine, because Mars represents the masculine, but also our relationship with our shadow. Pluto is the subconscious, the unseen. Pluto is, it's not darkness like what we consider evil, but it's that shadow part of ourselves. Those things that we don't want to look at, the secrets, the things that we think that will make us unlovable, and that in turn, that ostracizing of parts of ourselves is what creates the tension. That continuing to keep in exile those seemingly dark, unlovable, whatever's parts of ourselves, it needs to be transformed. Whatever we need is within us, and we have the profound ability to move forward in our alignment and in our expansion if we can resolve our relationship to the masculine, our relationship to power, our relationship to sovereignty, our relationship to rebirth. So many of us are afraid of death, and meanwhile, we've experienced many, many deaths within ourselves and experienced the death of others. Death is part of life. It is part of a cycle, an eternal cycle of death and rebirth. We have Mercury that is in a trine with Mars. So our ability, Mercury is now, thankfully, in its forward momentum. So we can advance powerfully. We also, Venus is in a trine with Mars. So trines are harmonious aspects. So we can activate and harmonize and harness the energies of the divine masculine and divine feminine in union, allowing the intellect, the mind, our communication, to be harmonious, to be a balance of the divine masculine, the divine feminine. So in how we express, again, back to this energy of divine union and mindfulness of our communication. We have Venus that is conjunct Saturn. Saturn is karmic cycles. Saturn is Father Time, but in the Aramaic creation frequency, it's feminine because it's created by Bet. Bet is birthing. So we are birthing new creation. We are alchemizing and transmuting old patterns and aligning with the light of creation, which is Venus. And this Venus-Saturn conjunction is in a square, again, that contentious aspect with Jupiter. So we are being tested in terms of our expansion with karmas, with traumas, with old stuff that needs to be alchemized. If it no longer serves, we must let it go. if it's not in alignment with creation, with the light, with love, with harmony, then it's time to set it free. When we set something free, we liberate ourselves. And we not only liberate ourselves when it comes to freeing karmas and resolving them, we liberate our lineage. Now, whether those in our lineage choose to enjoy that liberation is something else, but again, that's not us. All we need to do is align. All we need to do is do the inner work and transform. The more that we transform, the more that we expand our sacred vessel, which is Vav. Vav is the vessel, that channel, and that channels into the vessel that we are. And we can embody and radiate the light of creation, the light of the divine. And that's our soul. Our soul is this infinite light. Our soul is this beautiful energy that is here to express. Now, we can allow our ego to get in the way, and that's just going to create more chaos and destruction and all kinds of nonsense. Or we can choose to allow our soul to guide us in the clearing and the liberating of karmas and traumas and limiting beliefs, in preparing the vessel for the embodiment and the reception of the divine light and its expression and birthing and manifestation into the physical world. And of course, we have Uranus that is in a trine with Pluto. So again, that harmonious aspect of the trine in terms of awakening, expansion, death, rebirth, resurrection. So we really have a deep opportunity for healing, for expansion, for really aligning with our mission, because the North Node is also in a conjunction with this mission Saturn and creation energy, which is Venus. So we really have tremendous opportunities and support from the celestial frequencies to embody our mission, to clear the pathway of our vessel, to receive and embody and share and expand the light, and to align. So this lunar cycle, remember your alignment. Remember the importance of your words, your mouth. Oh my God, many of us need to watch our mouths, because what you speak is what you are, is what becomes reality. So are you owning your situation, your illness, from a perspective of, okay, this is who I am? Or are you owning it from a perspective of, this is the current situation that I have the capacity to transform and alchemize? Because those are two very, very different ways of expressing the same thing. You may have negative $20 in the bank. That's this moment. Next moment can either be you have $2,000 in the bank, or it can be you have negative $2,000. We are creating our world with our intentional use of our words, with our vibration, with our frequency. We are cementing what we wish to experience in this physical world. So be very mindful of the fact that you are this vessel for creation, but you also are co-creating with the divine, with your words, with your mouth. So be very mindful with your words. Honor your voice. Liberate your voice. This is a wonderful month to be working with chanting, with mantras, with the voice, with sound, because Taurus rules the throat and the thyroid. It is a wonderful time to come back into alignment, to work on being that sacred vessel, the divine child, and to clear the pathway for creation and abundance to flow through us, remembering that we are that connection between the celestial and the heavenly. We are the tree of life. So the tree is deeply rooted in the earth, remember grounding, and also reaching receiving the energies from the celestial realms, from the sun. It's that infinite connection. It always goes. It's always flowing. It's us. It's our patterns. It's our limiting beliefs. It's our programs that create blockages in the pathway of the in the pathway through which the energy flows. What else can we do? Spend time in nature during this cycle. Pay attention to your resources, your money. Question your values. Are your values in alignment with what you say, who you say you are, what you say you wish to experience? Are you in alignment? And where are you not in alignment? Are the words that you speak, sometimes we speak very negatively and we don't even recognize it. We have the habit maybe of saying, oh, I wish, oh, I'm just not that good at that. You know, we get programmed to just automatically have certain things that come out of our mouth, and we don't realize the power of those words. Now is the time. Realize the power of the words that you automatically say. Pay attention to where you automatically go in your thoughts, because your thoughts are emotions. Your thoughts create the emotions. The emotions are there, and the emotions are imprinted in your field, and that also cements frequencies and brings certain experiences to us. So it's a wonderful time to clear your energetic field. Number 7 has to do with your etheric body. Clear your energy. Beautiful time to do that, particularly with the new moon. Clear your womb. Work on the womb space. Work on the throat. The womb and the throat are connected. So your expression and your ability to manifest into the physical, the waters of creation, intertwined. So work on the voice, work on the womb, work on opening and expanding the heart, liberating karmas, liberating traumas. Work on grounding. Make sure you are grounded. Pay attention. Pay attention to the physical. The physical is just as important as the spiritual. The spiritual is not better. The spiritual is not, it's higher because it's a higher dimension, but it's not better. The physicals, there's nothing wrong with the physical. The physical is simply what we chose to share and express our light and our soul. That's all it is. It's a playground through which we chose to express. And it's a good thing because we chose it, and we can shift and change and transform however it is that we want. But we need to be mindful and conscious and aware in order to know what we are aligning with. Because the universe just keeps giving. The divine mother, father just keeps giving. What are we asking for? That's the question. What are you cementing through your thoughts and your words and your emotions? And it's also an important time to create safety. Create safety in your life, particularly in your emotional world, in your emotional body that is connected to the waters of the womb. Very, very important to be balanced and harmonized in your emotions. When we don't have emotional clarity, we do not have mental clarity, and we do not make appropriate decisions. We just don't. So if we know that we hold traumas and hold karmas, figure out what you need to do to resolve it. This is why I do energy healing. This is why I work with sound, because sound and energy, and I do one-on-one sessions, I do group sessions. This is why sound and frequency, it supports us in clearing, in coming back into alignment, in strengthening our emotional clarity. That way we can make sound actions. We can take aligned action that is in alignment with our soul, with the divine. So all of these things are very, very important. I cannot stress the importance of grounding, nourishing your body, drinking plenty of water. There's a lot of energy, a lot of energy, and it's all supporting us. However, are we able to receive, or is our vessel clogged and
and cluttered with a whole bunch of stuff, superfluous shit that we don't need. And if it is, clear it out. Because we always have the opportunity to realign. We always have the opportunity to come back into our oneness. No matter how far we've gone away from oneness, we can always come back into love, into harmony, into peace, into beauty, into spiritual harmony, which is that inner alignment. So the Aramaic frequencies are Pe and Vav. And on my YouTube, I will be sharing some videos to align with these frequencies and to work with these energies. So tune in. And don't forget to tune in to the sound activation that is the companion for this episode. And you can tune into that as many times as you need during this lunar cycle. And don't forget, you are co-creating your experience. It is so important for us to remember our alignment and how powerful we are. And power and sovereignty has nothing to do with anyone else outside of us. It's not about control. It's not about manipulation. It's not about projecting our will and desires onto the external world. No, it's about the inner realms. It's about your inner alignment, your inner peace and oneness. That is what shifts the external. It's never about controlling anything outside of you. It's about aligning. Have a blessed new moon, a blessed lunar cycle of Iyar. And don't forget to follow me on social media at Aurea Lara and at Embodying the Shekhinah. I will be on pilgrimage for several weeks. So please, if you want to, if you desire to see the beauty and the activations of the sacred places that I will be, please feel free to follow me. And don't forget to tune into the next episodes. We will be on every two week cycle until I get back, because I will be on pilgrimage in southern Spain and in France, Cathar country. So there will be a lot of activations that I will be receiving, embodying, and integrating, and I cannot wait to share all of that with you. It's always very, very humbling and very magical for me to be able to go to these sacred sites and go on these pilgrimages and really feel the energy and the ancientness and feel the energies that have been cemented in that land. And oh my God, yeah, I'm already getting chills. So have a blessed new moon. Don't forget to tune into the sound activation. You can also follow me on YouTube at Aurea Lara. All that is linked below. Don't forget to share, subscribe, follow,